The Gemara brought a pasuk that says Matam b'seisa yichbe off v'shoychad b'cheik chema aza, and the Gemara darshened this pasuk of the shoychad b'cheik chema aza as referring to tzedaka. So Matam b'seisa yichbe off, of course it's tzedaka. This is a pasuk everybody knows. Matam b'seisa. Oh, but v'shoychad b'cheik chema aza, that's also referring to tzedaka. So it's interesting that Matam b'seisa tzedaka, but we use the word shoychad as a description for tzedaka. Why is that tzedaka? What's shoychad? Shoychad is a bribe. It's not tzedaka. It's the wrong inyan. If you look at Rashi in Mishlei, on this pasuk, Rashi says, Matam b'seis et tzedaka. V'shoychad b'cheik avzu tzedaka. So Rashi says. They both mean tzedaka. So Matam b'sefer avad is tzedaka, and shoychad is also tzedaka. But it's a little funny that shoychad should be tzedaka. If you look in the Goyen, in his Pirush on Mishlei, he mutches with this very, very much, that we refer to tzedaka as shoychad. Who are you even bribing? Like, what does this mean? I mean, it's based on this Gemara here, Bava Basra, Daf Tes Amud Beis, but it's definitely something that's Ta'an Bir. But I think the Tzush dealt to this is a Marsha, Mesechdes Brachas, Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis, who says a Dover Nifla. Everyone knows this Gemara. Kishchal Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai. When Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai was a Chayla, Nichnasu Talmid of Levakkai. Says Talmidim came to be Mevakka Chayla. Kimit Shira Oysam. As soon as Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai saw his Talmidim, his Chalifkos, he began to cry. Omruloi Talmidim. Says Talmidim told him, Ner Yisrael, Amuda Yemini, Patish HaChazak, Mipnei Ma Atoboicha. Why are you crying? Amalahem, so he told him, Ilum, Lifnei Melech, Basav, Dama Yisim, Adichim Oysam. He said, I'm lying on my deathbed, and I'm about to go on a journey. He says, now, if this journey that I was about to go on now was, I was going to have to stand in front of a Melech Basavadam, Shayoim Khan, who's here today, Umachavikev, he could drop that in a second. Shim Koyasolai, who, if this king would get angry at me, Ein Kasoy Kas Oilam. His anger is not an eternal anger. The Imoy Srani, Ein Isura Yisrael. The Imi Misani, Ein Misasoy Misas Oilam. Any punishment that he gives me, it's not forever. And if I want, I could be mefayasim with money. I'm sorry, with dvarim, meaning I could try to appease him. I could tell him something. Please go easy on me. Or if I want, I could give him shaykh with money. If that's where I was going, I'll pick an easy book. You know what I'd be doing now? I'd be crying. So certainly now that I'm about to stand in front of a king, but not just a king. Melech Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shehu Chai V'Kayam Lo'olam U'Lo'omei Olamim. Shim Koye Salai, who if he's going to get angry at me, Kasoy Kas Olam. V'Moisrani Yisroi Yisroi Olam. V'Mimisani Misasem Misas Olam. V'Eini Yochel L'Faisem B'Dvarim V'Loi L'Shoichta B'Mon. And I can't be Mephaisem with Dvarim. I can't be Meshachim U'Monim. V'Loi Yoi. El Shiyesh L'Fon Ha'Shei Drachim. Achashol Gan Eden V'Achashol Gehenim. V'Eini Yoidea Be'ezim Adichan Oisim. This is Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai talking. Says, I don't know if I'm going to be meriting to go into Gan Eden. No, this is where I'm about to go. I'm about to give din v'cheshbon. I'm lying on my deathbed. V'lay efke, should I not cry? Zokta Marsha, in this very, very famous Gemara, he says this that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, that when it comes to a melech basav adam, if you want to be mefayis in bedvarim, you could. And if you want to give him shoychad with mamon, you could. But by Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it doesn't work with pius dvarim. And there's no such thing as shoychad. Zokta Marsha, l'shoynei hazav, ba'olam hazeh, in this world, you chaylam mefayis in bedvarim. It's shaykh pius. There's a musik of being mefayis to melech malchei amlochim while you're still alive. Shehi hatfilah. Through tefillah, v'chein l'shoych be'mamen. It's shayach in this world to give shoychad. You know what shoychad is? Bitztaka shenemar utztaka tatzol mimavas. So what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai mean when he said by the Melech Malchei Amlochim you can't poil with pius dvarim and shoychad mamen? Ela bedin lo'olam akamar. He was referring to the next world where it's already hayoyim lasoysam ulemachal lekabel scharam. The oz e efshal lefaisoy. At that point, it's already too late. Tzedaka shoychad. A person can be meshachet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does shoychad mean? Right? Just to meditate on this inyan for a little bit. Someone's giving din v'cheshbon, he's standing in front of a melech. So, if he's zakei, okay, matoiv u'manoyim, ashrecha v'toiv lach. But let's say the person knows he's guilty, so there's an eitzah. What's the eitzah? I mean, don't try this at home, but you bribe the judge. And if you bribe him, that's a way of getting out. That's the oimik of tztaka. The oimik of tztaka is that you're bribing the judge. I know I don't deserve it. Maskim. Guilty as charged. But at the same time, you're on the take, I'm on the give. Let's make a deal. And that's what shoychad is. It's illegal, but it's an incredible concept. And that's what's going on over here. And Zokta Masha, that's what tztaka is. You know what tztaka is? You tell the Eibishter, listen, I know I'm not roi, lakach, etc., etc. But I am going to give you shoychad. What's the Sheichat? How do you give the Sheichat Bachek when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's the Matan B'Seisa. That's what you do. You give Tztaka to an Aruman. You give Tztaka to a Nitzrach. You Machzik Loim Deitayra. While you're doing that, what you're doing is you're being Meshachir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Marsha says it's a Pasik. We'll see more about this tomorrow. Tztaka Tatzel Mimavis. And this is a Pasik. It's the way it works. And pious form is the same thing. What's pious? Pious means you beg and you plead and you cry, right? Sometimes a person is so dead, you need something. You beg, right? Begging works. Pious works. It has a power. And that's this Indian of pious dvarim. And that's the Yochel Faisa B'Dvarim that the Marsha says is something that you can't do in Olam Haba, but this is something that you could do by Olam Haza. I once thought that we say during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Shanim Kippur, Utshuva, Utfila, Utztaka, Mavir Nesrei Yagzer. So why these three things? Why Tshuva, Tfila, Utztaka? So there's a Rei Yagzer, there's 3 weeks that add out of a Rei Yagzer. Tshuva, Tfila, what about Torah? Talmud Torah, Kineget Kulam, right? There's other mitzvahs maybe you could think of. The Teretz is, how does a person change his Rei Yagzer? You do tshuva. Tshuva is Oikud Echad L'Mafreya. So tshuva, tshuva is Gevaldik. That's the Chiddush of tshuva. So if you do tshuva, there's no Rei Yagzer. The whole thing is a Torah. So now you're a different person. But the emes is, there's two other ways to do it. You know the other ways you can do it? You can do it with tefila, and you can do it with tzedakah. Yochel Efeisoi B'dvarim, with the Sheikh de B'mamet. When it comes to a melech, when it comes to a judge, there's 3 ways to do it. You can do it by changing your meisim. And by changing your meisim, that works. And that's what tshuva is. But there's a way to do it by yochel efeisoi b'dvarim. And there's a way to do it by yochel the Sheikh de B'mamet. And that's what tshuva tefila tzedakah.